gang, gang, gang. I'm the hottest young nigga in the city. I'm just in charge of this shit.
Gang, gang, gang.
My stepper gon' brush him if I press the button, too drippy to scuffle. The blick in the duffel, it came with a muzzle, so why would I touch it? Diamonds dancing flooded, we don't turn nothing to something. Niggas be capping, bluffing, tweak, that's a hole in your muffin. What's all attention? Try to run off with the drip, but ain't give me a mention. Switching, we bench him. Trees at the drop, we gon' pull up with blickies and drench him. Look at these actors, dropping the brakes, ain't never spin Cali. Spinning for rappers, what's the chances that he got his ratchet? It's gon' be a disaster, he ain't no stepper, that boy in a fashion. Stop all that capping, aim for his manta, cabbage, he ain't a casket. Gang, gang gon' whack him, he made a diss tryna get a reaction. Came with the catch him, crash him, whole gang spinning for the back end. Want me to be disrespectful, pull up to the funeral, spit in the coffin. Put some more shots in his mouth that they can't see his face, that's for all that talking. Headshot, he ain't gon' make it, his brain's on the pavement, no witness, no statement. My killers ain't taking no payment, they said it's for free, point him out, they gon' off him. Gun a nigga down, drop a disc, RP, Lil Pine, pour for that drip. All we know, run down, go skits, let my Uda catch him lacking, and ain't hopping out the whip. See all that hate through these Cardis. Call that fresh homo for party. Casamigos don't sip no Bacardi. Rapper Brooklyn like Biggie and Hardy. Ride that AR with the scope. Pull up with Coach, now he a ghost. Kill a op, then make a toast. Hit a op trees while she driving a boat. Stuffing the stick in a glizzy. Clip came see through just like Dizzy. Hoolies gon' spin till he dizzy. Spider-Man, hop out the prison. Catch a body, then hit up the jeweler. I got 20 blue tips in a Uber. Back then, used to flock out the Uber. Off a scooter, the maneuver. Can't respond to no nigga that gave his whole crew up. Goofy, niggas stole all the drip, act like they never knew us. Got a bad yellow bitch that align you from Cuba. She gon' swing me the adder, we pulled up and smoked them like hookah. Niggas ain't spinning shit, they just type with computers. And my last name Blick, so I'm picking a tool up.
Blick.
My stepper gon' brush him if I press the button, too drippy to scuffle. The blick in the duffel, it came with a muzzle, so why would I touch it?
So why would I touch it?
Diamonds dancing flooded, we don't turn nothing to something. Niggas be capping, bluffing, tweak, that's a hole in your muff. My stepper gon' brush him if I press the button, too drippy to scuffle. The blick in the duffel, it came with a muzzle, so why would I touch it?
So why would I touch it?
Diamonds dancing flooded, we don't turn nothing to something. Niggas be capping, bluffing, tweak, that's a hole in your muffin.
I can see it in your eyes. You have the look of a man who accepts what he sees because he is expecting to wake up. Ironically, this is not far from the truth. Do you believe in fate, Neo?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't like the idea that I'm not in control of my life.
I know exactly what you mean. Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. It is this feeling that has brought you to me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The hamster wheel?
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. Follow me.
You are listening to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. Expand your mind and keep it love.
Everything you hear in this episode is Fair Use Creative Commons License. This is episode 169, and I'm your host, Miguel.
But first, another dramatic surge in shootings across New York City in just a matter of days. And tonight, President Trump addressed the problem. Good evening, everyone. I'm Joe Torres.
And I'm Sandra Bookman. Those shootings in all boroughs except Staten Island. In the last 48 hours, 50 shootings, 52 victims, 7 dead.
And tonight, the violence triggered a threat from the president. Eyewitness News reporter Stefan Kim has the story.
Well, Joe and Sandra, 4 more victims were shot and killed just overnight, including here, just outside of Prospect Park, where cops say they found a man lying right here, shot twice in his head.
It is another vigil for yet another victim of gun violence in the city. But how many more candles until the violence will end? The 47-year-old victim, killed around 2 a.m., just one of 7 killed since Friday night, one of 52 victims shot in that time. 50 shootings in the past 48 hours, with gun violence in New York continuing to rage on with no end in sight. President Trump tonight weighing in, tweeting at Mayor de Blasio, law and order. If the mayor can't do it, we will. Threatening to send federal troops as he did to other cities like Seattle and Portland. Meanwhile, after a 40-year-old man was shot while waiting for his train on the platform at Grand Central Terminal, cops released this video of the suspected gunman. Investigators say he tapped the victim on the shoulder, then shot him in his left arm. Police say the attack occurred after some sort of argument. That victim is in stable condition. Hours later in Canarsie yesterday, a 28-year-old man in critical condition after he was shot in the face. The shooter driving a U-Haul truck when he fired those shots.
I heard a few gunshots go off.
And a 28-year-old off-duty correction officer killed around 3 a.m. Saturday in what sources say was a planned hit. Officer John Jeff, boxed in by 3 cars outside a party in Jamaica, Queens. The gunman used Jeff's department-issued service weapon and shot him several times in the head and chest.
Back here outside of Prospect Park, no arrests and no word on a possible motive.
You have reached the voicemail box of.
Damn, who's just calling me at 6:30 every morning? Is that Elon Musk? Bill Gates? Leaving the same message every morning, no cap. Yeah, let me check this message. Maybe they got a good job for me at Amazon or something. Good morning. This message is for Miguel. We're calling from the Elon Musk Bill Gates Trust Incorporated Foundation. And we would like to extend to you, Miguel, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to come and work for us and sell your soul to the devil for that paper, for that powder, and for that pill. Again, this is a limited time offer, so we would expect to hear from you immediately. Remember, there's no thinking involved, there's no thought process, there's no logic, there's no intuition. You just follow our instructions and be a good boy the way we tell you to. You know who we are. You know what we do. This one goes out to the fatherless and forgotten of all classes, creeds, colors, black, white, Asian, Caribbean, Arab, Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Jew, to the whole planet, the whole earth. This is an update from Anthony Fauci. Good morning, my dear subjects. This is your Lord and Master, Anthony Fauci. We have just came from a consultation with the Trilateral Commission, and today, I, myself, Bill Gates, and Elon Musk have consulted with the screen to develop a cookie-cutter existence for you and the whole planet. So you must proceed straight ahead for your vaccination inoculation, for your inoculation passports, and for your public assistance, because there is no longer food available in the supermarkets, and you must wear a chip or the sign of the B666 in order to get yourself sustenance and food. In the event that you disagree with us, by us checking your thinking patterns and thought patterns, and you do not comply, we will simply turn off your chip. Please proceed to your next inoculation center, and do not think and do not pass go or collect $200. This cookie cutter existence requires you to surrender to our will. And it also requires you to surrender to the paper, the powder, and the pills, which comfort you into a steady nod, a scratch of the face, and a one-way ticket to the hamster wheel, and a first-class invitation to the farm of eternal suffering in this life. End of message. Beep. This one goes out to the fatherless and the forgotten in Chicago, in the Gowanus, Red Hook, and Wyckoff projects in Brooklyn. All stand up. Brooklyn represent. To those suffering in Memphis, Tennessee, in Detroit, Michigan, Jacksonville, Florida, Los Angeles, California, Baltimore, Maryland, St. Louis, Missouri, all the brothers and sisters out there, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, just all the children of God, understand one thing, that the main thing that this system wants you to do is to foment division amongst the races, so that we only speak about race and have that control speech and that hate speech. So the minute you bring up some kind of truth, that you're going to get censored and shut down and canceled. So that's the main thing that this system wants. They want division. They want hatred. They want us destroying our own neighborhoods and killing one another in the ghettos. Okay. What they do not want you to do is observe class. In other words, people with the big means in this country. Again, I have nothing against people with money. I just have something against people that have evil intention and want the whole pie and don't want to even leave a little bit of crust for those that work for them. Now, I'm not a socialist or a communist. I believe in hard work, and I believe that a man is supposed to earn his way. But at the same time, if you have the tables tilted in your favor where it's impossible, you know, you get these young kids with this $60,000 debt in education that they can't use, so they end up working in Target. And I've discussed this before, but understand the killing each other. That opening music that I played, it's a catchy ass beat. That's 22GZ out of Brooklyn. That's that UK drill music, Pop Smoke, all that. And the music is hard, all right? I feel it. But at the same time, if you listen to his words, the Blicky, you know, they're talking violence and killing one another just for rep and for clout chasing, as they call it. So, yeah, you know, I played the music for a reason. Yes, it's catchy. Yes, in a way, I do use it to pull in some of the young people today so they can be alerted or appraised of what the real truth of what's going on is, because they're really doing this without a choice. It's just mechanistic instructions from the system that comes down. And again, when you're coming up in a position where you have no instruction, where your educational system, your government, your teachers, so-called teachers, churches, people in your neighborhood, everybody has failed you, the last resource that you have is to not fail yourself and to find out what the true knowledge and the supreme teachings are, that being the existence of God within you, the image of God within you, and your ability to make that direct connection one-on-one with him to rise above the circumstance that you live in and to improve your lot for yourself and your family, and then after yourself and your family, your community, by all binding together, by building, not by destroying, by love, not by shooting one another, and by understanding the true love that God has for each and every one of us. Again, this mechanistic system, this reductionist system, wants to put us on the hamster wheel so we could chase that paper, that powder, and that pill, and so that we don't understand the divinity within us. And it's a trick. It's a trick. Understand that. These architects of destruction are building a dystopian future of drug addiction, gang violence, where brother kills brother for rep and clout while recording it on Instagram Live, which will be used in his own murder trial as incriminating evidence, resulting in a 10, 20, or even 30-year prison sentence. In the privately owned prisons for profit scam, which has stolen the fathers from the children and has passed hellfire judgment onto his children down to the 10th generation. Stand up, all of those who are told you are the privileged class. And all this identity politics BS. They tell you you're a white male, so what you need to do is sit by your mailbox and wait for your $1 million privilege check that comes from the Department of Whiteness. Hello, this is Bob Anderson, and we are calling from the Department of Whiteness. We want to advise those 18 white people living in their two-bedroom apartment, we want to let you know that each and every one of your $1 million checks will be arriving in the mail, because this is what your privilege is. I understand that you're working in 7-Eleven and McDonald's along with your Latino, Black, and Hispanic brothers, but, you know, you got to be patient and hold on, because, you know, the white privilege is going to kick in any minute now. So you be patient and you wait for that. And all of my Black brothers and sisters, you're going to get your reparations too. Okay, hold tight. Wait, because it's coming. The only thing that we want you to do is don't look up here towards this house or that rich man's house or anybody of substance in this existence, in this planet, anybody of means, because, you know, we're suffering along with you as we, you know, drink our $1 million champagne bottles and, you know, fly private jets around the planet. No hate for the people that have, but you know what? At least crack us off a little bit of that bread crust, maybe. You know, and let us stop killing one another. Killing one another for that paper, that powder, that pill. I'm going to play an old clip that I've played a couple of times on the podcast, and it's a clip of a speaker by the name of Yuri Bezmenov, who used to be a KGB agent to subvert the United States of America. And he's going to get into the demoralization and the different steps that were implemented back in the mid-60s, early 70s to subvert this whole country into socialist communism. And all that is a label for the rich, the super rich, to wipe out the middle class and have everybody fall into two categories. The so-called proletariat state, in other words, the people of no means and the working class and the super rich. And just wipe out the complete middle class. So I'm going to play that clip real quick. And focus on the demoralization and the points that Yuri Bezmenov brings up.
Well, you spoke several times before about ideological subversion. That is a phrase that I'm afraid some Americans don't fully understand. When the Soviets use the phrase ideological subversion, what do they mean by it?
Ideological subversion is the process which is legitimate, overt, and open. You can see it with your own eyes. All you have to do, all American mass media has to do, is to unplug their bananas from their ears, open up their eyes, and they can see it. There is no mystery. There is nothing to do with espionage. I know that espionage intelligence gathering looks more romantic. It sells more deodorants through the advertising, probably. That's why your Hollywood producers are so crazy about James Bond type of thrillers. But in reality, the main emphasis of the KGB is not in the area of intelligence at all. According to my opinion and opinion of many defectors of my caliber, only about 15% of time, money, and manpower is spent on espionage as such. The other 85% is a slow process which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The result you can see, most of the people who graduated in the 60s, dropouts or half-baked intellectuals, are now occupying the positions of power in the government, civil service, business, mass media, educational system. You are stuck with them. You cannot get rid of them. They are contaminated. They are programmed to think and react to certain stimuli in a certain pattern. You cannot change their mind, even if you expose them to authentic information, even if you prove that white is white and black is black, you still cannot change the basic perception and the logic of behavior. In other words, these people, the process of demoralization is complete and irreversible. To get rid society of these people, you need another 20 or 15 years to educate a new generation of patriotically minded and common sense people who would be acting in favor and in the interests of the United States society.
And yet these people who've been programmed and, as you say, in place and yes. Who are favorable to an opening with the Soviet concept, mm-hmm. These are the very people who would be marked for extermination in this country?
Most of them, yes. Mm-hmm. Simply because the psychological shock when they will see in future what the beautiful society of equality and social justice means in practice, obviously they will revolt. They will be very unhappy, frustrated people. And the Marxist-Leninist regime does not tolerate these people. They will join the links of dissenters, mm-hmm. dissidents. Unlike in present United States, there will be no place for dissent in future Marxist-Leninist America. Here you can get popular like Daniel Ellsberg and filthy rich like Jane Fonda for being dissident, for criticizing your Pentagon. In future, these people will be simply squashed like cockroaches. Nobody is going to pay them nothing for their beautiful, noble ideas of equality. This they don't understand, and it will be the greatest shock for them, of course. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually it's over-fulfilled, because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, He will refuse to believe it until he is going to receive a kick in the in his fat bottom. When a military boot crashes his balls, then he will understand, but not before that. That's the tragic of the situation of demoralization. So basically, America is stuck with demoralization. And unless, even if you start right now, here, this minute, you start educating new generation of Americans, it will still take you 15 to 20 years to turn the tide of ideological perception of reality back to normalcy and patriotism. The next stage is destabilization. This time, subverter does not care about your ideas and the patterns of your consumption. Whether you eat junk food and get fat and flabby, doesn't matter anymore. This time, and it takes only from 2 to 5 years to destabilize a nation, it's what matters is essentials. Economy, foreign relations, defense systems. And you can see it quite clearly that in some areas, in such sensitive areas as defense and economy, the influence of Marxist-Leninist ideas in the United States is absolutely fantastic. I could never believe it 14 years ago when I landed in this part of the world that the process will go that fast. The next stage, of course, is crisis. It may take only up to 6 weeks to bring a country to the verge of crisis. You can see it in Central America now. And after crisis, with a violent change of power, structure, and economy, you have so-called the period of normalization. It may last indefinitely. Normalization is a cynical expression borrowed from Soviet propaganda. When the Soviet tanks moved into Czechoslovakia in 1968, Comrade Brezhnev said, "Now the situation in brotherly Czechoslovakia is normalized." This is what will happen in the United States if you allow all these schmucks to bring the country to crisis, to promise people all kind of goodies and the paradise on earth, to destabilize your economy, to eliminate the principle of free market competition, and to put a big brother government in Washington, D.C., with the benevolent dictators like Walter Mondale, who will promise lots of things, never mind whether the promises are fulfillable or not. He will go to Moscow to kiss the bottoms of new generation of Soviet assassins, never mind. He will create false illusions that the situation is under control. Situation is not under control. Situation is disgustingly out of control. Most of the American politicians, media and educational system trains another generation of people who think they are living at a peacetime. False. United States is in the state of war, undeclared total war against the basic principles and the foundations of this system. And the initiator of this war is not Comrade Andropov, of course. It's the system. However ridiculous it may sound, the world communist system or the world communist conspiracy, whether I scare some people or not, I don't give a hoot. If you are not scared by now, nothing can scare you. But you don't have to be paranoid about it. What actually happens now, that unlike myself, you have literally several years to live on unless the United States wake up. The time bomb is ticking. With every second, the disaster is coming closer and closer. Unlike myself, you will have nowhere to defect to. Unless you want to live in Antarctica with penguins. This is it. This is the last country of freedom and possibility.
Okay, so what do we do? What is your recommendation to the American people?
Well, the immediate thing that comes to my mind is, of course, there must be a very strong national effort to educate people in the spirit of real patriotism, number one. Number two, to explain them the real danger of socialist, communist, whatever, welfare state, big brother government. If people will fail to grasp the impending danger of that development, nothing ever can help United States. You may kiss goodbye to your freedom, including freedoms to homosexuals, to prison inmate, all this freedom will vanish, evaporate in 5 seconds, including your precious lives. The second thing, the moment at least part of United States population is convinced that the danger is real. They have to force their government. And I'm not talking about sending letters, signing petitions, and all this beautiful, noble activity. I'm talking about forcing United States government to stop aiding communism. Because there is no other problem more burning and urgent than to stop the Soviet military-industrial complex from destroying what is whatever is left of the free world. And it is very easy to do. No credits, no technology, no money, no political or diplomatic recognition, and of course no such idiocy as grain deals to USSR. The Soviet people, 270 millions of Soviets, will be eternally thankful to you if you stop aiding a bunch of murderers who sit now in Kremlin and whom President Reagan respectfully calls government. They do not govern anything, least of all such complexity as the Soviet economy. So basic, two very simple, maybe too simplistic answers or solutions, but nevertheless, they are the only solutions. Educate yourself, understand what's going on around you. You are not living at the time of peace. You are in a state of war, and you have precious little time to save yourself. You don't have much time, especially if you are talking about young generation. There's not much time left for convulsions and sexual masturbation to the beautiful disco music. Very soon it will go, just overnight. If we are talking about capitalists or wealthy businessmen, I think they are selling the rope on which they will hang very soon. If they don't stop, if they cannot curb their unsettled desire for profit, and if they keep on trading with the monster of the Soviet communism, they are going to hang very soon. And they will pray to be killed, but unfortunately they will be sent to Alaska probably to manage industry of slaves. It's simplistic. I know it sounds unpleasant. I know Americans don't like to listen to things which are unpleasant. But I have defected not to tell you the stories about such idiocy as microfilm James Bond type espionage. This is garbage. You don't need any espionage anymore. I have come to talk about survival. It's a question of survival of this system. You may ask me, what is it in for me? Survival, obviously, because I am now in your boat. If we sing together, we'll sing beautifully together. There is no other place on this planet to defect to.
Shortly after this interview with G. Edward Griffith in 1984, Yuri Bezmenov died under very suspicious circumstances, a.k.a. assassinated, for speaking truth. And just in closing, let us all unite together in love and peace and prayers to our brothers and sisters in Palestine who are being ethnically cleansed out of existence with phosphorus bombs, and it's just ridiculous. So just look into that, the suffering and the genocide that's taking place right now today in 2021 May in Palestine. Just look at it for the facts and, you know, give support or whatever you can do in prayers to those poor people that are suffering right now with babies and little children are just being annihilated and blown up. It's horrendous. Just look into that and let us join in prayer for them.
Waiting. to show what he sees to the other two, to the one attacking, so afraid, and the one who keeps trying to love and trust and getting himself betrayed in the plan, ooh, the divine plan. God must be a boogeyman.
God must be a boogeyman.
Lets people into his innermost secret temple. Blind faith to care, blind rage to kill. Why do you let him talk him down to cheap work and cheap thrills? In the plan, ooh, the insulting plan. God must be a boogeyman.
God must be a boogeyman.
Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. My website is alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com. My Instagram is alphamalebuddhist. And check out my YouTube channel, Alpha Male Buddhist, and that's on YouTube. is the podcast accompanied with video clips that integrate exactly with the podcast, so it's motivational and inspirational. I also have promotional t-shirts. If you go to my website, alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com, you can see the promotional t-shirts there. Reach out to me. Also, if you have any show notes or any suggestions that you would like to hear on the podcast, just reach out and see if I can get that done. I've been getting some really great emails and feedback from my listeners, which is great. So I want to thank you for listening, and namaste.